You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam, the faggot. Today is Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I hope you're well. I hope your loved ones are all well. I'm sick right now, so bear with me. I'm here doing my little dance for all of you guys, like a little dancing faggot monkey. So hopefully you can handle it. Once again, I want to encourage all of you to join the Hierarchy University Discord. Links are everywhere on the site, etc. So join. It's free, like I said, and it's growing really well. Well, I can't talk. See, I'm sick. Why do you people make me do this when I'm sick? It's going really well, honestly. We just did our first roundtable discussion. Unfortunately, I mean, we have almost 1,700 people, members on the Discord, and we had like 16 people join the Discord roundtable, so that was kind of frustrating. But it went pretty well, and we talked about chastity, so all you chastity fags missed out on that. So, hold on. Yeah, I'm sick. join this Discord. It's a good experience, honestly. It's a pretty encouraging place. And I just want to tell you too. Last night I went and saw the movie Song Sung Blue, which is a true story starring Hugh Jackman about a Neil Diamond impersonator, and it's really just one of the best movies of the year. I got to tell you. Best movies of last year. So it's a really, really good movie. Go see it. It's my favorite movie of 2025. So it made me feel really good. Aside from, you know, snot running down my nose the whole time. So today I want to talk to you about the MAGA movement again. I haven't talked about the MAGA movement on the podcast for a while, but I do think that we're in a place in this country that it's a really critical moment. And I'm not just saying that just for this country, but critical moment for men, okay? And this is where the angle I want to come at this, because you know, as somebody who studies hierarchy, who I consider myself to be a student of hierarchy and something of a priest of hierarchy, but men are the primary component of hierarchical thought, right? And what I see from the Trump people, the Trump males, and this kind of redefinition of alphahood in society, but that's been sort of, alphahood's been co-opted by MAGA, this Make America Great Again crew of people, these males, and it's become sort of like the new definition. Trump and MAGA males are now sort of like the de facto alpha, the definition of alpha. And I cannot tell you how disgusting and how wrong that is. Let me count the ways. I don't have anything written down for this, but here's the thing. Alphas are not, they're not fat, stupid, reactionary, racist, hateful. Did I mention stupid? Did I mention fat? They're not that type of person. They're not that type of man. Alphas are supposed to be superior men. superior in body, superior in mind, and superior in a spiritual sense. Leaders, right? Men that other men look up to. There is not a single ICE officer that any man would look up to. And that's guaranteed. All right. If you're a male out there looking up to what you see from these ICE officers, I got something to tell you. You're fucked up in the head. They can't pass. This just came out just in the last day or two, that ICE officers can't pass the basic minimal requirements of training. They can't pass an open book test. These people are stupid. They're basically like incel males who, you know, involuntarily celibate males who couldn't get laid in a real doll factory, okay? And and so they're just embarrassments of men. Trump is an embarrassing male. And I guess what I want to get to is that, like, what is a superior man? When you think about a superior man, what do you think of? You know, we think of ideals, right? Alphas are basically the ideal male. So we have to think in those terms about real alpha males, not fetish alpha males. Okay, real alpha males are the ideal male. And those ideal males stand up for what is right. They're courageous and brave, and they're forthright, and like I've said many, many times, they are superheroes, right? They defend the weak. They stand up for those who are broken or who have no defender. They seek to do what's right for themselves, for others, for society that they lead, you know. And this idea that Trump is the best of us, that these fat ICE officers that are kidnapping people illegally on the streets of America, this pig that we have in the White House who is stealing billions of dollars and killing people without cause and without justification, the building of concentration camps in America, that's not alpha. Okay, it's not. And I will fight people all day long on this. And I think to myself, you know, before the election in 2024, gosh, it seemed like it's forever. Before the election, I was fighting with Cash Masters on X about Trump. And a lot of these Cash Masters support Donald Trump, supported him. None of the Cash Masters they rejected Kamala Harris because she's a woman and she's black, so of course they're racist too, right? But but they didn't support her because she's a woman. They felt like because they think they're alpha, they have to support the man, in this case Trump, even though Trump's got a diaper full of baby shit. And, you know, he's hooked on Adderall and he's the raper of children. Okay. So, they felt like they had to support him because they couldn't support a woman, even though that woman, Kamala Harris, is vastly more qualified, vastly more intelligent, vastly more empathetic. She would have been a better president in every single regard. Except for one, since she's black, okay? She would have gotten the same kind of numbers from white America that Barack Obama got. But think about this. Out of all the presidents of my life, Barack Obama it's either Clinton or Barack Obama have been the best presidents of my lifetime. Barack Obama was scandal-free for 8 years. I mean, even Clinton can't say that. So like Barack Obama was probably the best president that I've seen in my life, just from the numbers, okay? And the fact that a portion of America hated him and continued to hate him, including Trump, continued to hate on Barack Obama, shows the racism. And so these cash masters, I would fight with them, and they would be saying, you know, Trump is my guy, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, like, looking now at what ICE is basically a representation of Trump. Fat, lazy, stupid, gross, hateful, sadistic. And I don't know how any, I honestly don't know how any faggot worships or supports these cash masters that cast, they identified with that type of male. It's clear that these cash masters and other men who worship Trump and, you know, believe everything he says like it's gospel when it's the absolute opposite of that. They think that they're upholding manhood by supporting him. They couldn't support Kamala because she's a woman and she's black, right? They think they're supporting manhood and this patriarchy or whatever, but like, you weren't. You're basically condemning the United States to destruction by your stupidity in supporting that guy. And I don't think any of these cash masters would want to identify themselves as one of those Nazi Gestapo officers. They're out there falling on their ass in the snow, okay? Like, I just don't think they would want to openly admit that. And I don't think faggots should be supporting that stuff. That's my opinion. And I don't have any respect for anybody who supports any of that or in any way. I completely disagree with it. And it's not just because of who Trump is, because he is a disgusting pig for sure. And he's all the worst qualities of America all rolled up in one doughy, spray tanned carcass. But also what he represents to hierarchy, that he's basically encouraging males to be weak, stupid, lazy, whiny, you know, every worst aspect of white trash America. I don't consider white trash American males to be alpha. You know, they're garbage males. And they don't represent the best of us. I don't care how many tattoos they have, okay? Or how bad their feet stink or whatever. You know, like, there's nothing alpha about them. It's time for people to recognize that true alpha males are the best of us. They're supposed to have the superior qualities that make them enviable, okay? Not nauseating. So, and to that end, I want to also say this. I don't know if any of you guys have been watching social media over the last day or so, but Sasha Riley's testimony that came out, that's, I'm going to be publishing on the website here in the next day, so watch for that. I did listen to the whole thing while I was working on some other stuff, and it's some of the worst, most horrifying stuff I've ever heard. Some of it involves Trump. And here, I'm going to give you a little sneak preview here, okay? I'm going to post this also on the website so you can actually just hear it. But apparently this Sasha Riley, when he was trafficked as a child in Jeffrey Epstein's child sex ring, was locked in a room, and Trump came in to have sex with Sasha Riley. Oh, the boy, by the way. Okay. And he wanted to be fucked by Sasha Riley. And Sasha Riley took the leg of a chair, put a condom on it, and stuck it in Donald Trump's ass, and then kicked it into his ass, causing Trump to get injured and have to be airlifted out of that compound where they were at. And that might explain why he's wearing diapers for the last 20 or 30 years, okay? That's just one little tidbit. But some of his testimony has already been checked out to be true. But it's a pretty sensational story. But I guess what I'm getting at is all these people that are being lauded in the Republican Party and in the MAGA movement, who are being lauded as alpha males, these are all sick pedophiles and rapists and abusers of women, abusers of children, hypocrites who are on Grindr every time there's a Republican convention somewhere. These people are not alpha males. Okay? They're phonies. They're as phony as Trump's gold appliques that he's put on the walls of the Oval Office. They're empty shells of people, of males, and they need to be not worshipped. They need to be eliminated and discarded. Okay, so I just don't know what else to say about that. You're worshiping false gods. And if you're worshiping them, or you love them, you're worshiping false gods. You have the wrong idea about alphahood, and you don't know a single thing of what you're talking about. If you think they're alpha, then you're not only are you wrong, but you're also wrong about yourself. You're not alpha, so keep that in mind. Anyway, that feels so good to be able to crab about Donald Trump. It's like better than NyQuil for me, which is what I'm going to be taking here in a second. But anyway, I thank you for joining me for this 301st episode of this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. All right, I love you.
Bye.